Wednesday, January 11th, 2023, meeting of the Oceano Community Services Districts to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Director Gibson?
Present.
Director Varney?
Present.
Director Joyce Simpson?
Present.
And Vice President Villa?
Present.
And President Austin?
Present. If you all please rise and join me for the flag salute. Thank you very much. That brings us to agenda review. Is there anything on the agenda anyone wants to change? Is there any review? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as presented, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor of the agenda being as presented? Just say aye.
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 Okay, carries. All right, that brings us to public comment for matters that are not on tonight's agenda. So I do have one speaker slip. So are you ready? This is for general public comment,
yes,
correct?
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you much. Fine.
And in fact, a good evening, everyone. I would like to address your public speaking skills, which in my opinion, suck. The way you deliver a message is very important when speaking publicly. The audience needs to be able to both hear you and understand the information that you are providing us. In the audience here and elsewhere, there are people whose language is not English as their first language, people like me who have a hearing disability. I tried to listen to your meeting in December. I couldn't understand a thing. Please cut out filler words like Speak more slowly than you would usually do in normal conversation to ensure that your words are heard clearly. Please include occasional pauses to give the audience a moment to think about what you've just said, to articulate your words. In other words, speak slowly. Please stay in upright posture. Avoid swinging or rocking back and forth. Avoid slouching, sitting back in your chair. You're not in your living room. Please speak close to the microphone. That's why you have them. And speak loudly enough for us to hear you. Thank you. That would be very helpful. And then I want to address your last meeting in December, in which, in my opinion, you violated the Brown Act. With a single motion and a single vote, you approved the two resolutions to switch from a yearly election of officers to a rotation. So basically, you changed your bylaws, and such an item was not on the agenda. Number two, with the same and single action, you voted for Mrs. Austin to be president and Avia to be vice president. They should have needed two motions, two votes, but most important of all, they should have been both on the agenda. So I request that you nullify such an action. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that wants to give public comment?
Benita Ernst Oceano. It was discussed at the last meeting, so I did a little bit of research. It was mentioned that the County Board of Supervisors has a system of rotation of president and vice president each year. And this system is true, and it's in their rules of procedure. The OCSD, I believe, has something similar called the Policies and Procedures Manual. However, nothing guarantees a rotation system at the Board of Supervisors. if on the consent agenda, there must be, still must be public comment, and there still must be a vote. And it was just 1 year ago that the automatic rotation was pulled off the consent agenda and faced discussion and a vote and a change. Also, the Board of Supervisors uses a system that does not follow the order of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but instead runs 5, 3, 4, 2, 1. And it should be clear that no board member or general manager can guarantee or promise who will or will not assume the office of president or vice president each year. And if some sort of system is proposed, it seems to me it should be part of the OCSD's policies and procedures manual. On page 2 of the manual, there is a right to revise the information and how to revise it, modify it, delete, or add. So no guarantees with any type of rotation system with the Board of Supervisors. So if you're thinking of one here, take that in mind.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay, seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it down to special presentations and reports. We'll start, Sheriff Commander Scott, I'm sure, is busy.
Yeah, Commander Scott has been running around the last several days and indicated he would not be here tonight.
Okay, I see we have Chief Lieberman. Would you like to give a report?
Good evening, President and board members, and welcome new board members. Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief of the Five Cities Fire Authority. Just a very brief update. Obviously, we've been extremely busy the last couple of weeks, mainly with residential flooding calls, along with our typical course of calls for service. Fortunate that we didn't see a lot of electrical power outages in this last storm, unlike the one that preceded it. So, significantly involved with County Public Works, local CSD, Mr. Clemens. There are concerns on the north side of the levee. There will be a town hall meeting here tomorrow evening to discuss that. And we're just looking at a further forecast and update on this incoming storm to see what risk appears to be. So I'll see you again tomorrow evening at the town hall meeting. Thank you. Oh, last thing, I actually wrote it down and forgot. Our unaudited results for 2022 indicate 4,446 calls for service total in the three communities, which is actually 7% above the prior year. We typically trend about 4.7%, so that was a big bump. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Does anyone have any questions for Chief Lieberman?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, is Honolulu Street underwater, or what's happening over
the
there?
The island streets look pretty good today. Aloha at the end of security is still holding water this morning, but it looked far better than the morning before.
Good.
The town hall meeting, will that be the Office of Emergency Services?
So the best of my knowledge, it will be CSD representatives, myself, Sheriff's Department, County Office of Emergency Services, and County Public Works.
And this is focused mainly on the north side of the levee?
That's correct.
And are those the blowouts on the by the ag field?
So the south side did breach. I was speaking to Public Works in the parking lot, actually. They're doing some repairs, but they're actually considering leaving some of it unrepaired for the next storm to allow pressure relief into the farmland to take pressure off the northern levee. But more to follow tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. That brings us to our utility systems manager, Mr. Maricino.
Good evening, board. Tony Maricino, utility systems manager. So Lopez, the last time I checked, is currently at 43.7% full, which is 593 acre feet. We had zero SSOs in the month of December. We had got delivered 35 acre feet in December, and we pumped 9 acre feet. So we are still currently taking weekly and monthly samples. We had 10 work orders, 16 USAs, 15 customer service calls. We had 7 after-hours call-outs. 2 of them were for unlocks and turn-ons. We had a service line break on Highway 1. And then within an hour of that break, we had a second break on Elm Street. So we left the Highway 1 break because I talked to the property owner. It's a business. It wasn't being occupied. We attended the Elm Street break, got that repaired, and then the following day we repaired the line on Highway 1. Another call out was for a sewer system overflow, which was on Tierra Nueva, New Year's Day. That is only the second SSO from a manhole that we've had in over a decade. We had a drain backup. This was during Monday when everything was flooding. We attended a drain at the sheriff's station to unclog that. And then within about an hour of that, we had another call out for a possible SSO on a manhole over on Oahu. So as I went over to Oahu to see what was going on, it was due to the creek overflowing in that whole area. Everything was covered with water. It wasn't our sewer system. And I did talk to the sanitation district, and they were operating just fine, so it wasn't being backed up. So that was just a false SSO, just everything was flooded in that area. We had door hangers. We paved on Crest after a service line break. We also did a few loads of asphalt runs for recycling. We installed a new service line on Paso Robles Street and backfilled with slurry. We're still currently waiting on paving because the batch plant hasn't been operating in the past few weeks. We completed our fog program for 2022. We also had lock-offs, weed abatement for well 8. We assisted, the community center had a drain that was backing up, potentially going to overflow into the house, so we assisted the Lucy Amar, got that flowing again. 2300, their pump went down, the piping actually failed, so we stopped, we assisted with that, got it flowing again, kept the pipe connected from their sump pump in the back area. Our jetter vacuum hose, we had to replace that. We had first of the month equipment runs. We cleaned all the hot spots for the sewer laterals. We're still continuing to pick up trash. We cleaned the lift station prior to all the rain coming in. We installed the new light pole on Highway 1 next to Chacho's. We'll get that wired in next week when the rain kind of subsides. Electricity and water doesn't go good, so we'll get those taken care of, plus the other lights that are out on Highway 1 at the same time. Weed abatement for the yard, and we had a broken service line on Tamara that we repaired today. Any questions?
Is anybody having to work overtime because of the flooding?
Not due to the flooding. Yes, due to the flooding. We had the potential SSO over off Aloha, which the creek was just overflowing all the homes over there, and they thought sewer was coming out of the manhole. Okay. So, yes.
Okay. I'm just curious, the one you said that was like once in a decade type of backup.
So we've had
what
two.
What does that cause?
We've had two sewer system overflows in just over a decade since I've been here. And Tierra Nueva is the road over there. You got a lot of eucalyptus trees. And we did jet that about 8 months ago. And what we found out is root intrusion that actually caused the SSO when we broke it free. So we'll have to probably maintain that every 6 months just to stay on the safe side. We do a really good job on cleaning the sewer system. That's why we don't have the SSOs as often.
That's good. I just wanted to mention to everyone that yesterday the capacity at Lopez was 32%. So it really jumped up today, which is really good for our water sources.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, since we're on the topic of that, you may have heard that Kachuma on the San Ynez River is filled and spilling now. Twitchell Reservoir is filled. Over 240,000 acre feet of water, which at $2,000 an acre foot is about $804 million of water banked in those two reservoirs. So there's a real upside to the rain that's coming,
yes,
notwithstanding the other things that are happening. But, and I, I just wanted to acknowledge and express appreciation to you for the follow-up on the diesel versus gas utility truck. The benefits of the diesel versus the gasoline, I mean, it's this, but I definitely appreciate the work you did, and I trust your recommendation on what would work out best for the crew and for the district on that, Tony.
Yes, sir.
So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That brings us to our general manager, Mr. Clemens.
Thank you. I wanted to follow up on some of the storm impacts to our operations. Basically, Oceano CSD operations ran smoothly during the storm. You know, water, sewer. That allowed our field crews to be available to assist the county when it came to flooding issues. And so I want to thank the crew. They did a great job down at Cienega Seabreeze on that pump because it was starting to back up and threaten the mobile homes in there because they kind of had a, I don't want to call it a Mickey Mouse system, but it's not as robust as I think they realize now. So the guys have that expertise, and so they helped fix those pipes to get it pumping back into the creek. So kudos to the field crew. Also want to let the public know that sandbags are still available. We're starting to run low, and we have more on order, but we do still have some left, and we have sand that's behind the sheriff's substation on 13th Street. So if people need sandbags. One thing that happened yesterday that is very concerning is at Lopez Lake, there's a road that goes around the lake to the rear of the recreation area after you pass Mustang Water Slides. You may have taken it before, but there's a sewer line in that road, and that road washed out and broke the sewer line. So they have an, as of yet, undetermined amount of treated sewage. So that's the good the good story is it was treated sewage that could get into the lake through the runoff. So they let us know about that yesterday. And just so everyone knows how the water system is set up, that's on the far end of the lake. The intake is down at the dam, which takes water down to the water treatment plant. But before it gets to the water treatment plant, it goes into a terminal reservoir, which provides for 30 days of settling. So really, that's why you have a terminal reservoir on a lake that has body contact, is to let those bacteria settle out of the water before it's treated and then sent to drinking water. So while you never want to hear that any type of sewage is getting into your lake, it is a minimal threat to public health. The public health department is aware, and they'll determine appropriate mitigation actions, and we haven't heard anything since yesterday. So that took place. So you can see the county is
very busy.
And I wanted to follow up on the mention of the it's not a town hall meeting. I don't want to call it, I'll call it exactly what the county's calling it. It's a community meeting. So they don't want the entire town of Oceano showing up at the meeting tomorrow night. They just want those affected residents in the evacuation warning zone to be present, if possible, at that community meeting. So it is tomorrow night here in our board chambers at 6:30 p.m., and the County Office of Emergency Services will be leading that meeting. And so that evacuation warning zone is everything north of the Arroyo Grande Creek, between the railroad tracks and the ocean, to Pier Avenue. So that's the evacuation warning zone. We're going to post that information on our Facebook and Nextdoor so that individuals are aware of that. They will also be, the county will also be targeting specifically those people that live in that area with notice. So I just wanted to kind of make that clarification. It's not a meeting for the entire town of Oceano, only those that are affected by that.
Did you say 6 o'clock?
6:30 p.m. And along with what you've already said, the good news is that the lake is filling fast. Today I just checked right before the meeting, it's at 44% and over almost 22,000 acre feet. So that's good news, is we were almost approaching the 10,000 acre foot mark just a month ago. And that would have further reduced our deliveries from Lopez. But if we're above the 20,000 acre foot mark, that means we can go back to full deliveries if the advisory committee agrees with that. So more to come on that in the future. And that's the end of my report.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions, comments to Mr. Clemens?
Not I.
Okay. Then we'll move on to Board of Directors and outside committee reports.
President Austin, you may want to take public.
Well,
sorry. You're right. You're at the end.
Okay.
Apologize.
That's okay. Board of Directors and outside committee reports. So we'll start, Director Varney.
I have nothing.
Okay. Director Joyce Sunnison.
I have nothing.
Director Gibson.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Vice President Bia.
Nothing.
And I have nothing. So we're... No reports. Now I'll open it to public comment for on special presentation, staff reports, and board of directors. Well, reports. Since there were none. Is there any public comment on the reports? Okay, we'll move on then to the consent agenda items. Item 7, review and approval of minutes for the meeting of December 14th, review of cash disbursements. And then we have an approval of a recommendation to adopt a resolution designating the general manager as the authorized representative to file an application and execute agreements for the 2022 Proposition 1 Integrated Regional Water Management Implementation Grant Program, and find that the project is exempt from Section 21,000 at sequence of the California Public Resources Code, CEQA. Consideration of a resolution, granting title transfer of the drainage basin on Lot 22, Tract 556 to the County of San Luis Obispo, and approve a maintenance agreement with LaCMR School District for the stormwater capture and groundwater recharge project. So is there any item on the consent agenda that any director wants to pull for special consideration or?
Yes, I'm not necessarily pulling it, but I do have questions about them.
Okay. Anyone else?
No.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and...
You don't have to pull it.
Right, he can just ask his questions. So we're just going to go ahead and you can ask your questions.
Okay, then. So item C, the WRRP project, which involves replacing aged water lines over in the Strand area, I'll call it. Truman Drive Railroad, Strandway, Laguna Drive, and Utah Avenue. As I understand it, this is what the CSD has proposed to the WRRP as our priority project for grant funding, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just curious, well, let me back up. Does the CSD have a list of, has it prioritized areas of the community for replacement of aging water pipes?
Yes, so in 2019, we updated our water system capital improvement program. Cannon Engineering did that for us, and they prepared a listing of, I believe, 30-some projects that were prioritized level one, level two, and level three priority projects. Level one are those that need to be done as soon as possible. Level two are within 3 to 5 years, and level three are within 10 years. So all of these projects are in the level one category of high priority, and that's based on age of pipes, size of pipes, many of them are undersized, and what the pipes are made from. So that's how they came to their recommendations on which ones were level one, two, and three. So this is the same list we worked off of when we just completed the project on Highway 1 and 19th Street on this side of town. Those were level one projects, and all of these proposed are level one. And we should, this almost will complete our listing of level one projects that need to be completed.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. On D, which is the resolution giving the drainage basin on, what is it, 19th and Wilmar? Or no?
Wilmar and 21st.
21st. Okay. That basin in particular is one that the last time I looked at it was filled with garbage. And it seems to me that a lot of the recharge, retention, drainage basins that the county holds is responsible for are, you know, they're not maintained very well. They're often eyesores. Chairs are, you know, tossed over the fences as used as a garbage dump. And I didn't see anything in here about, well, I guess the county is responsible for the maintenance, and that would involve keeping them cleaned up, wouldn't it? I'm just curious, what's the best way to approach the county and asking them to step up a little more on the maintenance and the cleaning of those so that they're not eyesores in a neighborhood?
The best way would be to first request Public Works to maintain them, and then if that doesn't happen, there's always the option to discuss it with a board of supervisor that represents Oceano, but as we all know, we're not exactly sure who that is right now. I think this particular basin hasn't had any maintenance done on it since the county stopped maintaining it because they found out that it was actually owned by the OCSD. And we haven't done maintenance on it because we don't have drainage powers. So we really can't spend money on maintaining the basin. And that's just another reason why it's important for us to transfer this back into the ownership of the county so they can start maintaining it as they did in previous years.
Yeah.
And as a side note, I think we've all saw what happened in Los Osos with that failure of a drainage facility in Los Osos, and many homes were flooded out. And so it just illustrates that we don't want to be liable for that type of liability, and really it needs to be with the agency that has the authority and the funding to maintain it.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a perfect time to do this, and then we can start asking supervisors to get involved and get them cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any estimates of what the recharge is from those basins, or just I'd even be curious how many what's the square footage of the total basins that the county has in Oceano? I mean, up in AG, you can see those, like the around the Elm Street Park, that huge basin over there. I mean, it must have, I don't know, 200 acre feet of water in it.
I haven't seen each basin is different because they drain different watersheds, different streets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they have that somewhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one is not a particularly big basin, but...
No, it isn't. Yeah. Okay. I think that, those are my questions. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are these basins holding water now? I haven't had a chance to look around in town, even on the other...
Yeah, they're definitely...
Are they full of water? Are they any...
They're starting to fill up.
Okay. Oh, wow. We need to keep an eye on them. All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay, then I'll look for a motion to approve. Oh, I'm sorry. No, not on the consent agenda. I'm sorry. Any public comment on the consent agenda?
I know the topic is water tonight, but I'm going back to the previous meeting again. I'd like to argue that the minutes given do not give an accurate account of the election of president and vice president. The transcript I submitted, there was one late and there was one with the cure and correct letter, shows that after the nomination and a second, two members voted in favor and one voted no. A fourth director appeared to vote for an inaccurate reading of the motion, a framing that would include and assure a rotation system for years to come. That director appeared to base her vote on false promises. The simplest and most common procedure would have been to ask the clerk to please read the motion, and that was not done. In conclusion, I argue the final vote was never completed, and consequently, the election of president and vice president did not pass. And at the very least, I ask you to add the submitted transcript for the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Good evening. My name is April. I'm an Oceano resident. And thank you all for using your microphones this evening. It is so helpful to the public, especially when they're taping back there. And we want to listen to this in the next few days. So thank you for that. As it pertains to the consent agenda, I would like to also request that you pull the minutes and that you have a discussion about the inaccuracy that the minutes reflect at the moment. Because when the vote was taken for director, president, and vice president, a decision was made to materially change the policy when voting on an annual election in-house between the president and the vice president to elect them, and that a material change was made from an open election where any one of the five of you are eligible for president and or vice president to it only being allowed to be someone who represents a district in numeric order, although only Aline Villa and Beverly Joyce Sunnison really do truly represent a district at this point, that were actually elected and or appointed. Everyone else does not. So I would like either the minutes to reflect the truth, and I think that that's something that should be really easy to decide, or some acknowledgement that they don't reflect the truth at this moment. The last thing, I do want to thank you in the office and whoever makes the decision to break down the credit card bills now so that they're itemized and we can see what is actually inside a $5,000 bill or a $15,000 bill. We can now see broken down what those items are. So thank you for that. That leads to transparency, and I appreciate that.
Okay, it's no other public comment. I'll bring it back to the board then. Can we get a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Okay. Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Can we get a roll call, please?
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sunnison?
Yes.
And President Austin?
Yes. Okay. Now we'll move on to item 8, our business items, and our 2023 committee assignments. So I'll ask for public comment on this before we... Is there any public comment on the committee assignments? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to... Will, did you want to...
Yeah, I'll just introduce... This is... was on your agenda in December, and the board decided to push the assignments to this meeting so that all board members would be in attendance and could participate. So if you look at your current assignments for 2022, it's obvious these have to change since one of the board members is not on the board anymore. But the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District, that is made up of the presiding officers of the member agencies. So that would automatically be President Austin as the representative. And then the alternate, you could have any one of you be the alternate. Some of the other, I'll just go through each committee. The Five Cities Fire Authority, you have discretion, whichever one you want to nominate for that representative. And I would just direct your attention to the times that these meetings are held to make sure that it will work for your schedules if you're appointed to that position. I was going to make one recommendation. I've been attending the state water subcontractors and the regional water management group along with our elected representative. And one thing that I notice is those are very technical committees. So the State Water Subcontractors Committee is talking about a lot of state water issues, and this year we're going to have to determine how much drought buffer we want to purchase as an agency. The Regional Water Management Group discusses grant funding, and most of the other CSDs that are on those committees have their general manager as the representative. So I just wanted to offer that as an option if you didn't want to appoint a board member to be the representative, that I would be, since I attend those meetings already, they're fairly technical and you need some expertise, I would offer that as a suggestion, that if you want your general manager to be the representative. That's what other CSDs do. But again, you don't have to. And with that, I think I'll leave it for your discussion on who you want to appoint to all of these positions.
All righty. Well, do you want me to just start on? So on the sanitation district, then I would be the, who would like to be the alternate? Would you like to be the alternate, since you're the vice president? Then well, you can get used to.
So I have a question on the sanitation district. I've heard two different, not stories, but perspectives. One is that what you just said, Mr. Clemens, and then the other is that there isn't a requirement that the presiding officer serve. So I reviewed the bylaws of the sanitation district, and there's nothing in there that says that.
Right. Yeah.
Does it say it?
It's in the health and safety code, so it's actually codified in California law who represents.
So it's actually California law, so it supersedes even the local stuff here.
Does the sanitation district reference that in any of their documents?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And so that's why it would be then a mayor of a incorporated.
It's where the mayors, both Grover Beach and it's the mayor of Grover Beach and Aurora Grandy serve, and then be the president of this organization.
Okay. In your spare time, I mean, I would appreciate just seeing that wherever it's stated, because it doesn't seem like the sanitation district is particularly aware of it either.
Okay, we'll move on now to the Five Cities Fire Authority.
Well,
so I'm not sure how you want to do this. You can discuss all of them, put names, and then have a motion at the end, or you could go one by one with a motion. I kind of like the former, through it.
Yeah, I thought we'd go through and then make a motion to approve them all, right?
So did we have an alternate?
Aileen Villa will be the alternate on the sanitation district.
And is that a consensus that of the board that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I support that.
One down.
Five Cities Fire Authority. I think Shirley, are you interested in that?
Yeah. I know I said at the last meeting that I think the two most important committees right now are the sanitation and the fire authority. And I would like to serve on the fire authority. I've been going to some of their meetings, and I've been meeting with a lot of the crews that are, you know, Oceano and then the Grover guys. And we've been working on this for several years, so I know what's going on, and I'd like to continue that.
I'd like to serve on the Five Cities Fire Authority. I think that we're in a very important decision-making time period right now with regards to this. And since I definitely argued against the fire tax, I think it's, it's appropriate that I, do work on finding a solution that's good for the community. And I would like to serve in that capacity.
Okay. So then that's where we will have a discussion and take a vote on that then.
I need consensus right now, and then we could do a motion at the end for everything once we recap.
Well, I think Shirley has been involved in there for a long time, maybe. I think she's better suited to serve the Five Cities, to go in the meetings as someone who has studied it and knows the workings of the fire authority. And I don't feel it would. I think Shirley would be the best candidate for that position.
Well, I'll make a motion that we appoint Charles Varney to the Five Cities Fire Authority.
A second.
Okay, is there any public comment? None, seeing none. Anyone else have any comments? I just feel like if there's somebody that's already been antagonistic against the Five Cities Fire Authority, I don't know that it would serve a good purpose of going in there now. I mean, I don't understand how these meetings would have I don't understand what Mr. Varney thinks he can do in these meetings that with the fire authority. I don't.
Well, let me tell you what I can do. I can represent the Community Services District to the best of my ability as we discuss our options and come to a decision, and I can present those and argue for them if necessary. I wasn't antagonistic to the Five Cities Fire Authority. I did not support the form of the tax that was proposed by the Community Services District. I made that clear and articulated that at many public meetings. And obviously the population of Oceano agreed with that perspective. So carrying that perspective forward is, I think, a good thing for the community to have their point of view presented. But you know, I understand that on that board, I am representing the Community Services District, and whatever policies or decisions we make, it's my job to present those and support them. So I have no reservations about being able to do a good job.
Well, I'll say one thing, that we have already started the process of divestiture, and so our options are really limited at this point, but I think I have more experience and knowledge with the Five Cities Fire Authority and our fire protection issues.
Okay, well, I guess we have a motion and a second. So we get a roll call, please.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
No.
Director Joyce Sinison?
Yes.
And President Austin?
No. Okay, so we have the Five Cities Fire Authority, alternate. Anybody want to be the alternate?
No. I will.
Director Gibson is now. It'd be good if she continued.
Excuse me?
I said Director Gibson is the alternate now. It'd be good if she continued.
Okay. You want to continue, Shirley?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So for the RAC, I don't want to be on that. Water Resources Advisory Committee. Anybody want to take RAC?
I'll make a comment for other members. I've served on the RAC. The subcontractors and Zone 3, and I would say that as Mr. Clemens said, the subcontractors for State Water is really complicated and has a really long learning curve. RAC is really interesting, and then Zone 3 is interesting too. So, you know, it comes down to going to San Luis or serving at night. Personally, I'd like to stay in Zone 3, but I know we're talking about the others first.
Okay, so for RAC, is anybody, so you say you don't, You want to RAC? Is anybody else interested in RAC?
No, I'm really interested in Zone 3, but okay. I just wanted to say what those kind of involved, the other water committees.
Anybody else interested in RAC?
I was going to the state subcontractors, but I would prefer if Will went. It is very technical,
yeah.
Very involved. I'm willing to do the RAC.
You want to do RAC? Okay.
Does that, they meet the first Wednesday of every month at 1:30? Does that work for your schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Then,
is that a consensus?
Yeah, you went to some of those meetings. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
The RAC, yeah. Is everybody in consent that Aline would be the RAC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, we have a consensus. Mm-hmm. And for the alternate?
I could be the alternate.
You want to be the alternate?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so we have RAC now, and then we're the Regional Water Management Group. That's the one Will's going to do. And then Zone 3.
If there's consensus by the board.
Is there a consensus by the board that we'll do that?
To the Regional Water Management Board? I thought it was a state water subcontractor.
Both.
They're both very technical and very time-consuming. A lot of questions. It's a lot of mm-hmm. work.
I would be interested in being on the Regional Water Management Group. I served 5 years as a director of the Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District. Have pretty good background in that. Wrote a sediment management program for Twitchell Reservoir and did groundwater overdraft analysis for the city of Santa Maria. So, it's not so important to me to be representing the district per se, but you attend those meetings as part of your job.
He's always there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
It'd be okay if we had a member go, right?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go, you could go.
So I guess the question would be, do you want to be the representative that votes and the general manager be the alternate, or would you want the general manager to be the one that votes? And it could be either way.
Not having served on either one of those, I'm not sure. I think it's good to have a elected official on the Water Resource Advisory Council. The Regional Water Management Group. And I don't want to get myself overcommitted, though.
What's the consensus here? I would
support having Mr. Clemens make the votes, in that it is really complicated, and especially being new to the board and then new to that committee, it takes a while.
You could be the alternate or just attend and learn about it.
Well, let me ask a question. When Mr. Clemens or Director Varney votes, are they voting their opinion, or are they voting the decision of the board?
Well, it would be tell them how you
vote. How does that work?
So both of those committees do, it's basically you're authorized to speak on behalf of the Oceano CSD. So, for example, with State Water, they just tried to adopt some criteria for the use of the emergency water they got capacity for in the pipeline. And the county proposed some guidelines that I did not think were appropriate. So I'm just concerned that if someone didn't understand the ramifications of those votes,
mm-hmm.
Our voice might not be heard for the district. I'm not saying anything against anybody's abilities, but that's why I attend, in addition to our representative, is to make sure that they don't try to get something by us that we don't want to get by us.
Okay.
And also, you have the understanding relationships with the other subcontractors, and they can influence what might happen to us.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be able to know that and stand up for ourselves.
So I'm getting paid for my attendance at those. I just think it's important that if we have a representative, that they're going to be there, because if for some reason the representative's not there, then we may miss out on our opportunity to have be a part of that decision.
Okay.
And I'm happy to be alternate and make recommendations to the representative if that's the way you'd prefer.
The other thing I wanted to bring up, when I served on these different committees, my votes were always after the board had made a discussion or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Our board?
This is happening, what do we think? Mm-hmm. And so my votes are based on that.
And well, sometimes they don't give us that enough time.
Yeah. Occasionally.
How about... how would you feel about you represent the CSD, Mr. Clemens, and I will be the alternate, and we can you can mentor me in that position.
Would that be for both of those committees or just the regional?
I could do both of them. I see the state water subcontractors, it varies when they meet. I'm pretty flexible since I'm retired.
Can I also mention, though, that we're running out of committees, and Director Sundison does not have anything as yet?
Yeah, she's on the Water Resources Advisory Council as the alternate.
Okay, but normally, in my experience, I never missed a meeting where I need the alternate. And I don't know.
Is there anything that you have looked at?
Yeah, I mean, usually the
interested leads, in? It,
do show up. So just keep that in mind. So and Aileen always goes to meetings, so she may not have an opportunity to, actually participate.
Where does Zone 3 meet? Over in Arroyo Grande, right?
It rotates.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Rotates between Arroyo Grande, Grover, here, and Pismo? I don't think it goes to Pismo.
Okay, so let's get back to the Regional Water Management Group. So Will will be the representative, and Mr. Varney will be the alternate.
And I would say it wouldn't be my name, it would be General Manager.
General Manager, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Varney would be alternate. And then that would be the same on the state water subcontractors. Those two go together.
Well,
pretty much, or
they're fairly separate. The regional group more does allocating of grant funding and issues that of cooperation with other agencies on water issues. They do different reports, prepare reports.
I'd like to continue on subcontractors if we're going to have a representative.
State water subcontractors?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would be
the alternate?
Alternate. Okay. Is there a consensus on Shirley being the alternate on the state water subcontractors? Anybody okay with that?
Well, I offered my name as an alternate to that.
Okay. So is there a consensus for Mr. Varney or Shirley Gibson?
On the state
water? Yeah, for the state water subcontractors, Shirley's asking to be the alternate. Mr. Varney is the
for the region of water management.
Let me offer one thing here, Madam President. We haven't talked about Zone 3. I mean, there's a lot of water here. I would like to put my name in for Zone 3 representative, which Ms. Gibson has now, and Ms. Villa is the alternate, and then I'll remove my name from the state water subcontractor.
Well, so, I'm interested in Zone 3 also.
Shirley's interested in Zone 3, and I think I support that.
So on regional water management, that'll be Will and...
That'll be,
and Will and... Varner. And,
yes. And then Director Varney has Five Cities Fire Authority, and he's going to be at that, so there's two there. I think Shirley's done a great job on Zone 3, and that's the one she really likes. And I think it would be let maybe someone be an alternate and learn about it.
Okay.
Let her finish it up.
Okay.
It'd be good to have Ms. Director Sunderson be the alternate on that.
Yeah, I think so. So, is there a consensus for Zone 3 would be Director Gibson and Director Sunderson? So we have four consensus.
Right, and so I'm not saying I agree with that, but I want to know what's the state water thing that you're proposing, that Ms. Gibson, Director Gibson is the alternate on the state water subcontractors also?
Did you want to keep that, Shirley?
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, I would like to represent the district in Zone 3, Lopez.
Okay, so do we have to vote on this? Because we have a consensus. There's four that agree for Shirley and.
Well, perhaps the best thing, if we're not feeling the mutual consensus, is that you take public comment.
Is there any public comment on the Zone 3 committee assignment? Seeing none, okay. Can someone make a motion for Shirley Gibson to be the representative and Director Sunderson to be the alternate?
Okay, motion that Director Gibson be the representative and Sunderson be the alternate. Do I have a second?
I'll second it. Okay, can we get a roll call, please?
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
President Austin?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sunderson?
Yes.
And Director Varney?
No.
Okay, so are we all done with the top section then, or the state water contractors?
We already did that.
Okay, so and there's a, that's good for.
So.
General GM.
General manager will be the representative, and who is the Gibson. Alternate? Gibson?
Yeah.
Is there a consensus?
I believe so.
I'm gonna say no to okay, it because
so
I think that
to what? The state state water subcontractors.
Right.
So do we need to vote on
yeah,
this?
Yes, just for consistency.
Okay. So, is there any public comment on the state water subcontractors committee? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So I'm gonna move that. I guess I'd rather have somebody else make a motion and for me to be the alternate on the state water subcontractors. I think it makes sense if I'm going to be the alternate on regional water management group to also be the alternate for the state water subcontractors, since they're both quite technical they kind of go together. I think it makes sense.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, but roll call, please.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sunnison?
Yes.
Director Austin?
No.
And Director Gibson?
No.
Okay, we'll move on now. Do we do this fire service ad hoc committee?
Yeah, that was a committee
that's done, huh?
You created it. It met maybe once. There's
right.
Nothing really for it to do.
So
I would
that.
I would recommend that you eliminate that ad hoc committee.
Okay, well then we need to vote on that, or we just eliminate it by consensus?
By consensus.
Okay, so everybody agree we'll eliminate this committee? Okay,
yes.
Then we'll move on to the airport land use.
Now, before we get into these, you have no representation on these committees. This is simply an assignment for you to follow what they do, maybe attend their meetings if you desire, and report back to this board if you think there's something important that they're doing that this board would be interested in. So with that introduction.
Okay, so these are just so if you want to attend and come back and give a report, but they're not a assigned committee, just for information.
Yeah, we don't have representation on these.
Right, we just go. You'll just be in the audience. You don't have a vote. You
keep the board informed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so does anybody want to do the airport land use meetings? They're third Wednesday at 1:30 in the County Government Center. It says here they're held virtually now, so.
Currently virtually, but that's all ending here pretty soon.
Oh,
so
okay.
I would think about if these work for your schedule.
Can I, just a question on these in general. As a representative, you say we're not representatives,
right.
So we're just attending out of interest and to keep the district tuned in. So is there mileage reimbursement for these if you're driving to San Luis Obispo? I know there's not meeting reimbursement.
Well, we've never done that before. I don't know.
Yeah, we've never done that. Frankly, I don't even know why we have these on here. You know, if we don't.
They were just on for a long time. I mean, I guess we don't have to appoint someone if nobody wants to do it, right?
Right.
It's not, it's just.
You could even direct me to remove this from future.
I was on the airport land use once, and I went to one meeting, and it's all about San Luis, pretty much. San Luis Airport, so.
Well,
it's just like if you want to go, you can just go and that's it.
And report back.
Yeah.
Well, are we losing out on connection to these if we don't have representatives? I'm looking at LAFCO, Regional Water Quality Control Board,
yeah. Northern Cities Management.
Northern Cities Management. That's the whole Santa Maria Groundwater Management Plan. What is SLOCOG sedimentation?
That's a good question.
if they're stuck in the mud.
Uh-huh. I've served on some of these other ones, NCMA, and there were no meetings ever.
So NCMA, we have regular staff meetings with the Northern Cities Management Area agencies. So that would be Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, Pismo Beach, and us. So anything that we do at those meetings, we would all bring back to our boards anyways.
So which ones of these do you attend, Mr. Clemson?
The NCMA meetings I attend.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally, I'll attend an IWMA meeting if mm-hmm. there's, like recently, there was a lot of issues that would affect our district, so mm-hmm. I wanted to be aware.
How about regional water? Do you have much need ever to go to that one?
I gave a presentation at their request last month. That was about it. LAFCO, I don't pay attention to.
And Zone 11A, Linda goes to for the depot, but she could always mention what happens there for...
No, actually, I'm a member of Zone 11A, so I'm automatically there anyway, so okay. I'll just give the reports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our district, you have to be a property owner to be on Zone 11A. In Zone 11A's boundary, correct? So, and we don't have any property in that boundary, so we don't have a representation there.
So I'll just bring information like I've been doing. Okay.
So like I said, this is just kind of legacy from before I came to the board. I don't even know if you really, it just kind of is taking time, unless you really want.
Do you want to delete airport land use off of here? And then just, if there's something that comes up that affects Oceana, we would know.
I would delete them all if it was up to me, but.
Even LAFCO?
And the one time I went to an airport land use, that was only because someone was building a house, I think in the flyway, and so it had to come up, but, you know, it was approved.
These were things we could.
It was just a, you know, housekeeping kind of issue.
Well, I don't have any problem taking them all off. If everybody else, I mean, if there's LAFCO.
Yeah, I don't either. I think they all could go.
But I've got another question. So if I went to an airport land use meeting, if we keep it on here, am I going as a representative of the Oceano Community Services District, or I'm just going Charles Varney citizen from Oceano?
Correct. Yeah, we have no representation on any of these committees.
Okay. Well, then.
It's just a meeting. You could go to any of them if you want.
Okay.
Well, then. If you want to go and report back on something. I mean, like, I like to report on Zone 11A because it's right here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important to all of us, so.
But you could do that without that being
that without, it
without
being on
that being on our list of assignments that we take time up assigning people to every
year.
Well,
if we have a consensus, I would say all these can go.
I've got another question. How does it serve the community services district in general for us to, even though we don't have formal representation to us, for us to no longer show interest in the operations of these groups that do at times impact our community? I mean, I think that's the value of it, even if we're not formally represented, that there's an interest and there's a connection there. And if we just get rid of it, we have a director signed up for every one of these, which means they're a presence at the meeting, and probably people know that they're from the district, even though there's no formal relationship there. Seems to me there's some value in that, and especially for people that have a passion for it. So,
what if we
leave it, and if nobody picks up the airport, then they're. The airport doesn't get served, but if I like going to Zone 11A meetings, I want to go to the Northern Management, they don't have really open public meetings. They're more executive meetings.
Could we just maybe thin it out, like get rid of the Slocog sedimentation? Just take that out of there. Budget fees and customer rates and charges, we can take that out of there, right?
Mm-hmm. Who the heck does that?
I don't even know what the subject matter assignment is.
That would be to meet with Carrie when she prepares the budget.
Oh, I see.
To get a deeper understanding, but you know, that's open to any board member,
right. Mm-hmm.
Frankly.
So mm-hmm. IWMA, is that something that's important for us to? I know Aline was going and bringing back reports that were kind of interesting. But Is anybody interested in going to the IWMA? No? So we can take that off. And why don't we just leave the airport land use, zone 118? And what about LAFCO? Anybody want to be at LAFCO?
I'd say leave it on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leave airport land use, special districts association. Every other month they meet. We should go, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who wants to be that representative? Anybody want to take that one? Every other month.
What about Director Sunderson?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Where is it at?
Is that the one that meets at Avila?
We're talking about which
the
one?
Special Districts Association.
So this is all of the special districts in San Luis County. They'll meet, and that's what I forwarded you. The next meeting is the one where they're going to have Senator Laird there.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's over in Avila,
but,
huh?
But you're all invited to that one.
Yeah. Oh,
So it's good. You get to meet with other special districts
yeah.
in the
mm-hmm.
area.
They're mm-hmm. nice. They're nice.
And you could even start representing, have official capacity in that association if it was your desire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So did we go past airport land use? Do we have a consensus on who will
We're
do
gonna
that?
We're going to leave it, but we don't have anyone right now to put on there.
I'll
Do you want to be on there?
I'll put my name down. I mean, I don't think they hardly ever meet.
So is that Director Barney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll Special Districts Association will be Director Joyce Sunnison. Zone 118 is Linda LAFCO. Third Thursday. They meet the third Thursday of the month. Do we need to appoint someone there? We just leave it on there? And
we can put a name and then...
I can put my name on there if you want.
That's up to your board.
Just
fine.
Moving on, I thought, just...
Okay, LAFCO, Austin. And then are we getting rid of the rest?
So you're going to still do NCMA. So we'll put down general manager. Regional Water Quality Control Board, it was Gibson. Does anybody want to keep that one?
Mr. Clemens, what do you think about that one?
Every once in a while, I'm sure they have something that would impact us.
All right, I'll...
But will we know anyway? Okay, so you want to go ahead and just be on there?
Yeah.
It just varies, so we'll just...
Yeah.
All right, is that it now, I think?
We're taking off the bottom three?
Take off the bottom three and, yeah, just leave the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Are we leaving 6. Zone 11A?
Yeah. We can just leave it, or we can take it off, and I'll just give the report if you don't want to have it.
Yeah,
because we're not going to be putting someone on there until.
Yeah, yeah. We left that on there.
Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of these that say varies means never or hardly ever.
Okay, all right.
So
well,
can I recap what
yes,
I've heard
please do.
So that you can make a motion if so desired?
Okay.
So the alternate to the sanitation district will be Director Villa. The we already voted on Five Cities Fire representative. The alternate will be Director Gibson. The Water Resource Advisory Committee will be Director Villa, alternate Director Joyce Sunnison. The Regional Water Management Group will be the General Manager, alternate Director Barney. The Zone 3 Advisory Committee will be Director Gibson and alternate Joyce Sunnison. Actually, we already took that vote. Sorry. And the state water subcontractors will be the general manager and the alternate director, Varney. Airport Land Use, Director Varney. California Special Districts Association, Director Joyce Senneson. Zone 1A, President Austin. LAFCO, President Austin. And Regional Water Quality Control Board, Director Gibson. NCMA General Manager. And the rest are gone.
All righty. Everybody okay with that?
Would someone like to so move?
Right. Okay, so can we get, is there any public comment for the committee assignments? Seeing none, then we will ask for a motion to approve the general manager's report on it. Selections? Somebody want to make a motion that we approve the committee assignments?
I move that we approve the committee assignments as stated by general manager.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Can we get a roll call, please?
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Joyce Senneson?
Yes.
And President Austin?
Yes. Okay. Good. We'll move on now to item 9A. I hope. Let's see. The consideration of a resolution of application approving initiation of proceedings for divestiture of fire protection services.
So I'll just give a brief introduction to this public hearing. At your July 27th meeting, I believe it was, your board gave direction to staff to pursue three options for fire protection services in Oceano once we are no longer a member of the Five Cities Fire Authority, which will occur on July 1st. 2023. The three options were divesting of fire protection services through LAFCO, contracting directly with Five Cities Fire Association Authority, and the third option, contracting directly with CAL FIRE. I'll speak to those second two options. So contracting directly with Five Cities Fire Authority. The cities of Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande have hired a consultant to assist them in the best way to provide fire protection services to their two cities once Oceano has left Five Cities Fire Authority. That report and its recommendations is not available currently. I anticipate that sometime maybe in March it might be available. So that's where we stand on contracting directly with Five Cities Fire Authority. I wouldn't expect any proposal from them until after that report is given to the cities. Contracting directly with CAL FIRE. I've had initial conversations with the CAL FIRE section chief, I believe is he's really county fire chief. And the indications were that if an agency doesn't have enough funding to staff a station 24/7, it would be highly unlikely that the contract with CAL FIRE would make its way through the state bureaucracy and get approved. They want to make sure that you can fund full-time service before they'll commit. So that's looking highly infeasible at this point in time. And this is really the option of divesting of fire protection services through LAFCO. This public hearing tonight is the first step in that process. So if your board approves the resolution, then that would be submitted to LAFCO with our fees and our application And that would start the process of divesting. It doesn't mean that you have to divest. It just starts the process through LAFCO, and most importantly, starts us on a path to negotiating with the successor agency who would provide those services, which would most likely be the county. That's what we're here for tonight, is to formally start that process and hold the public hearing.
Okay, is there any public comment?
President Austin, if you could just open up the hearing.
Okay, I'm going to open the hearing for the divestiture. I'm going to open this hearing for the consideration of a resolution of application approving initiation of proceedings for divestiture of fire protection services. So the hearing is now open. Do we have any public comment on this item?
Yeah, I was here last time where I was trying to say how we should keep our five cities authority together, because it is very important. When I heard the studies of the county, where say like the county was in here and they were busy somewhere else, it would take a long time to come from Shell Beach or up there in the Mesa to come down. And every life is their life is more important than money. And you know, we've got a lot of seniors here. There's seniors right here all along Highway 1. And when you guys used to have volunteers, I knew you guys, Oceano, they always called to go to the AG Mesa Dune Mobile Home Park. Oceano was able to make it up there. And you know, it was always working when you guys went together as five cities, and then you guys went together to save money. And you know, it should be the same way again. You know, there shouldn't be no fighting where the money's coming from. You know, I know our taxes go to the county, and the county says, oh, we only go to give this much to you. But you know what? There should be another way to support our fire department to be together in Grover and AG. Because, like I said before, I lived in all the cities. And, you know, wherever I go, if I end up even, because I have medical conditions myself, and if I turn around and have a seizure, a heart attack, at least these men know who I am. They know where I live. They know who to help. They know what to do for me until the ambulance arrives. And that's what's very important about a community in the five cities fire of working together. And you know, there has to be other ways, and this is my concern too. I know about 15% of people have vacation homes for themselves. They don't rent them out, but they're for themselves. Do you guys ever notify them that live in Bakersfield or live in other cities to vote on that five cities fire? Because they do come back maybe for 6 months, some come back for four, or occasionally in those houses and empty, but they need what if they needed a fire department there when they're here? Did you ever notify the vacation home rentals that are not being used, but they're there for them when they need it? And if you say, oh, but he lives in that other town, he can't vote here, but why not? Because he has a residence here, he pays his taxes. So I thought if you get a hold of the people that own those homes on the beach that are not around, you know, part of those votes could be for the $15, because that $15 a month that you guys ask is not much. That's to help save our lives, because there's a lot of old people that worked all their years, all their life, and they're sitting in these motorhomes to enjoy Oceano. And, you know, they enjoy Oceano so much that they want their life to be protected. How can it be protected if we just throw this community away of our fire department that was working with them all together? Because we were able to help each other. So we need another vote, and we need to find out if we're getting the right people that are voting, especially are you really truly sending those letters out to the owners that own some of these homes? Because okay, they might not know about this vote.
Thank you
for the $15.
Yeah. Thank you. So I just want to say that you can only vote where you're registered to vote. Like if they live in another town, they can only vote there. That's their main residence, so it's not possible for them to vote over here too. With that, where were we? We're going to back to any discussion on the divestiture.
Close public comment.
Public comments closed. Is there any discussion on the divestiture?
I have some questions. So, okay. Mr. Clemens, what do you foresee as the most likely option for us? Or do you have one?
Well, being that we don't have the other proposals, I can't really make a recommendation at this point in time. But we definitely have to start the divestiture process or we will run out of time. So
okay.
6 months is going to be tight.
And also, if we do end up divesting and then contracting with the county, our $1 million is not going to be enough for them, will it? I mean, aren't they're going to want something from us in return?
So with this resolution, we've attached a plan for service that discusses the estimated costs. And basically, I used the county's own report that they did in 2018 on fire services in the unincorporated areas of the county.
Right.
And at that time, they estimated what it would cost to staff this station. So I took that and I inflated it by the CPI until projecting it forward till July 1st of this year. And it comes up to about $1.8 million. And so if we provide the $1 million that we currently spend on fire service as the negotiated property tax exchange, the county would have to make up the difference if they're going to provide full-time service, and it would cost about $800,000.
And if they don't want to spend the $800,000?
So that's at their discretion.
But I didn't think the county would pay out of the general fund for that. They would get that $800,000 from our assets here, right?
What we provide them is all negotiated. So we could provide them our assets.
I mean, they're not going to just give us $800,000 because then everybody else that's struggling, they're going to have
I wouldn't expect that. It's going to be that $800,000 will go in with all the other requests that the general fund has for it in the budget, and the Board of Supervisors will determine how much goes towards fire service in Oceano.
Mm-hmm. So that means then that would be where we'd get the 2 or 3 days a week then.
I don't know what they could provide.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and when Mr.
So again, this just starts the process.
Right.
We're just starting the process to divest. Then we have negotiations with the county that will determine how much we give them to help them fund fire service. Then based on how much we'll give them, then they will say to LAFCO, this is the service we can provide for that much money.
Correct. Right.
And other assets. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I know Mr. Horton made that really clear that money was not going to come out of the general fund for us, and that if we didn't have enough funding, then that the alternative is they adjust the level of service, and that was in his
letter.
The
level of service and our property,
mm-hmm. Right? So
fire station, this whole building, and the
assets.
Sheriff's at the sheriff's building too. We would probably lose that.
But anyway, again, they can't just take that from us.
Right.
They'd have to negotiate. We'd have to be willing to give that to them for whatever that provides. So that decision will come back to your board on what we're going to offer them to fund fire service.
Okay. Yeah, and, in the end, I know everyone wants to keep the same level of service, but that may not happen. May or may not.
No, we're never going to have, if, no. The 24/7 isn't if this happens, we won't have that. We already were told it would be at least, the most would be 3 days a week, I think, is what we're under the impression with the amount of money they have.
So, in that this is the first step, so what what is this doing, and then what comes next with LAFCO?
So this authorizes me to apply to LAFCO, and then LAFCO goes through their process of divesting that service from Oceano, and it would require that the county comes up with a plan for service. So the county is going to have to negotiate with us on what Oceano will give to the county to fund fire service.
And have they started the process of valuing everything that we have? I mean, the engines and the equipment?
Yeah, that's part of the wind-down process.
Okay.
We do have currently the equipment and physical assets, an amount that would be divvied up. What we don't have is how much liability we'll be on the hook for CalPERS,
right,
retirement and post-employment benefits. There is a draft report that just came out, but the problem is CalPERS doesn't provide information, so that's only good through June 30th, 2021. Oh. This year, we're going to get more information through June 30th, 2022, and June 30th, 2023 won't be available until the end of 2024. So that'll be an issue we have to deal with, is how much do we owe Five Cities Fire Authority for leaving? So we don't know that amount yet.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments that we can make?
Yeah, yes, I do. First of all, I really appreciate this package that you put together, Mr. Clemson, and found it very informative and some of the history in here. The plan that you put together is what you have to say here is that when the Oceano Station is open, the Five Cities Fire Authority can cover 99% of the community service area within 7 minutes. And when the Oceano Station is closed, they can cover 30% of the service area within 7 minutes and 97% of the service area within 8 minutes. So that's not a real significant difference in the level of service. And then the proposed, their section on the proposed level of fire protection, where you basically lay out a plan for how this could go forward. To what degree is this not hypothetical, but how much of a commitment are we making by approving this document that we are going to do all of these things that you say in terms of providing them with the fire building free of charge forever and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, the three commitments we're making today are approximately $1,050,000 a year in our property tax, mm-hmm, would be transferred to the county on a permanent basis. The money that we have in the bank for our public facility fees that can only be used for fire infrastructure or equipment is about $208,000 right now. So we're committing to giving that to the county. So
they said infrastructure,
buildings,
but in general,
fire, just fire for fire, buildings. Fire related. Yeah, the
so
fire
that,
station.
So that's categorical. Can only that
those public facility fees are collected when people build their homes and transferred to our district, but they can only be used for fire.
Okay. All right. So we're not giving up
right.
a park.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So 208,000 there, and then the other contingency was we would make available everything that's currently used for fire on our property, which is basically from this wall that way, and the housing unit. We'll make that available at no charge to whoever provides the service, which mm-hmm. is most likely the county. So those are the three things that this application is contingent on.
Okay, that's what we're putting that on the table.
Right.
Up front. Okay. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
And anything further to help fund fire service would be negotiated with the county.
Right. Okay. So I'd like to just comment on Director Gibson's can't come up with a word. Her recollection of what Mr. Horton said, that the county's not going to put money into it. And let's just remember, Mr. Horton doesn't make the rules, and Mr. Horton is not the boss. The Board of Supervisors are the boss. And the Board of Supervisors has had a significant shift. And there is a lot more support for Oceano among the Board of Supervisors at this point than there was 2 months ago. So I would be very optimistic about the supervisors and the county stepping up on this. I have a question that is related. It's not direct here, but I'm curious as to the, as I understand it, we are debt financing this year, and I guess for a couple of years we've been in debt financing for fire services and borrowing that money from the Water Enterprise Fund. So I want to get the clarification, and I'm just wondering, wherever we borrow the money from, how's that going to get paid back?
So we haven't been debt financing. What we've been doing is we've been taking money from the general fund reserves to pay for a portion of the fire costs. So I think a couple years ago it was about $80,000. Then last year it was about $40,000, and the current year I believe we're not taking any from reserves. We're pretty much balanced. So, okay. And that's because property taxes have been increasing nicely, and
I know that.
and we haven't. We fixed our costs that we were sending to the Five Cities Fire Authority at the same cost that we paid in 2020. So there was no inflation in costs. Now I understand that's causing the Five City Fire Authority budget some issues because, costs keep rising, but yet what we're paying them is not. So we're not borrowing money from any other fund. It's all coming from the general fund, but it's basically our bank account that we were taking it from temporarily while we sorted out what to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any more questions or anything? Nothing else? So then, are we ready for a motion?
What form should the motion take?
Move approval of staff recommendation.
I move approval of staff recommendation on the divestiture from Five Cities Fire Authority.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sunnison?
Yes.
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
And President Austin?
Yes. Okay, so we're down to are there any received written communications?
No.
Okay, any late received written communications?
That was all provided in an addendum to the agenda.
Okay. Future agenda items. Future hearing items.
Public comment on item 12, please.
I have future agenda items?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is still April Dury, and I'm still a resident of Oceano, and I would like to address item 12. For some reason, this meeting time, this agenda now has the words that say approved by board majority after it, and I don't know why, when that never has said that before. And I would like to bring your attention to your own bylaws, number 2.3 of them, that says the general manager, in cooperation with the board at a prior meeting, shall prepare an agenda for each regular and special meeting of the board. And here's where it's really interesting. Any director, before or during a regular meeting, may request that the general manager place an item on the agenda. So please bear that in mind as you move forward with your meetings and you would like something on the agenda. You are the people who run this district. To reiterate what Mr. Varney said, that Mr. Horton doesn't run the County of San Luis Obispo. The board of directors, the supervisors do. You are the same thing for Oceano. We voted for you. Not a general manager, not an office manager, and not a legal representative. We voted for you to represent us. If you want something on the agenda, please place it there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything on future agenda items?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we schedule a special meeting to review the district bylaws.
I was just, so at the last meeting, your board directed for a future agenda that we discuss parks and rec services and that we discuss our bylaws. So I was going to put our parks and rec services on the next agenda, next meeting agenda, January 25th, and our bylaws on the first agenda in February. So that was my plan. If that doesn't work for your board, you're free to direct otherwise.
A special meeting would cost the district how much?
It would cost the cost of legal counsel, and normally we don't have AGP tape those. Special meetings, so unless you wanted them to, that wouldn't cost us anything.
Well, I think since they're both coming up soon, I wouldn't really support a special meeting.
So I have a motion on the floor, looking for a second. If there's not a second,
we can still discuss before that, correct? Mm-hmm. You made it.
Keep discussing. Well, my only concern is that whenever I've been involved with reviewing bylaws, it takes forever. Usually more than one meeting in length. So a special meeting we would probably get more work done because it would just focus on the bylaws. I don't know.
Could we go over some of the bylaws and not the whole thing? I mean, we did that not too long ago. We went over all the bylaws. So maybe there's certain
My understanding sections. Is it's been maybe 3 years since the bylaws have been reviewed or significantly reviewed. And that was my concern, is that it's going to take a lot of time. And, you know,
I agree that it takes a lot of time. Even if you just, like, are discussing, you know, just three different sections that might take a couple of hours because people just don't seem to agree.
The other option we could do is just keep it on a regular board meeting for the first board meeting in February, and we won't put anything else on the agenda.
That makes more sense to me.
That's fine by me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good workaround.
Special meetings are, it just doesn't warrant a special meeting. I think that close enough to in February is fine. If you do it that way, I think that would work fine. Some of us still.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay. So there's nothing else on future agenda items? Future hearing items, anything? Okay, so that will bring our introduction to closed session. Do we ask for a public comment first, or do you introduce it?
I'll introduce it first. Okay. So following public comment, the board will go to closed session. This is conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 of subdivision D of Government Code section 54956.9. There are three matters, three demands to cure and correct from Ms. Dury, Ms. Ernst, and Ms. I'm going to say this name wrong. Casalinovo. Did I say that right? Thank you.
Okay, open us to public comment.
Being Ms. Dury, the first name listed, I really hope that you guys take it to heart what three members of the community have felt that is a misstep within your agency. Ms. Villa wasn't here. I think that would have made a difference. I hope it would have made a difference. But I can tell you with all honesty that the three of us who wrote these letters, I wrote mine independent of them, not knowing that they were going to write them. And what they did, I don't know. But that three of them came on the exact same item matters. I mean, there's something wrong when this is happening, when you guys have made a material change to policy. You won't even reflect it in your minutes. I don't understand that at all. But I really hope that you will take this to heart, that the community feels that this was a misstep on your end and that you were really led astray by your legal counsel and your general manager, which I think is concerning. So please take this to heart when you go to your meeting. And the three people who wrote you were just, we are three voices, but there are many others who don't take the time to write and call and let you know that this concerns them as well.
Okay, any other public comment? Seeing none, then we will adjourn to closed session. Okay. I'd like to call the meeting back to order. Could you give a report? Is there a report out of closed session?
Thank you. The report out of closed session is in response to the three cure and corrects. The board determined by a vote of 3-2 to bring back the item of the election of officers with a discussion of rotation to be conducted along with the review of the bylaws. And the vote was Director Varney, Director Joyce Sunnison, and Director Villa voting in favor of curing and correcting, with a dissent from President Austin and Director Gibson.
Okay, thank you very much. I think that concludes our meeting. Get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.